April 16th, Sharmani Didi, Beijing.
Krishnaya Krishnaya Kaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Yam Pravrajanta Manupetam Apeta Kritiam Dvaipaya No Viraha Katala Juhava Pruchedi Tammayataya Talago Vinesu Tam Sarva Buddha Hridayam Muni mana tosni bhaktya vihina aparada lakshay chintas jagamah nitarangamare kripa mahi tvam saranam prapanna brinde namaste charanaravinda Hare Rika Kubala Gargara Radya Vacha Yache Nipatya Kuvidanda Varudva Dharti Asya Prasadam Abhudasya Kyanasya Kridva Kanda Viketa Vakane Kananam Videhi.
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances and the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astoja to Satishi Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先呢, 我向我最值得崇拜的Diksha Guru, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astoja to Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花主成土, 自己呢服侍的顶拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances and the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudeva, Om Vishnupad Astodara Satishi Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
那么其次呢，我向我自己值得崇拜的哈 Shiksha Guru Om Vishnupad Astodara Satishi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主成土呢，自己呢无数的顶拜。
To all the spiritual masters in our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees.
那么也向所有师徒传系的灵性导师以及在座的奉献者的顶拜。
So first I would like to express my remorse for my own self that this is our last class here at Shama Didi's house.
那么首先我就,
because I'll be missing your association.
我在这里面表达我的一种就是说呢, 伤感了哈，就说呢，因为这节课呢，应该是我们在这里最后一堂课了，在香马弟弟这里。Also,
as you may know, we're going to be going to some Shikam Ashram, Yoga Ashram, right after this class.
因为下午的时候呢，我们去一个瑜伽馆讲课。So
any of you who would like to come are welcome to come.
如果谁愿意去也可以去。It's
about an hour away from here.
一个小时吧，可能是在安定门那块。
And the program starts about 2:30.
So we'll, 3 o'clock.
So we'll be ending class early today, and then taking prasadam early, and then leaving. We'll be having a slideshow there on the teachings of Bhagavad Gita.
And
show how Bhakti Yoga is the best yoga.
我们在那边的话呢，主要是呢哈，这个幻灯边讲演啊，讲演薄伽梵歌这个插图啊，里面要配合呢这里面的哲学哈，薄伽梵歌里面的哲学，然后呢指出来呢，奉爱瑜伽实际上是最高的这个瑜伽啊。So
as you may remember, on our first discussion on the first day, I mentioned that if we finish Rupa Shiksha on time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami, then we would talk about Gurudev's new book, Gopi Geet.
那么我们前面讲过了哈，如果呢我们有时间的话呢，完成了哈这个呢，Chaitanya Charitamrita呢这个章节哈，对马巴布对卢帕库沙米的教导，那我们将会讲述呢Gurudev的新书，叫Gopi Geet.
It's not actually his book, Gopi Geet. Gopi Geet is a chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam sung by Srila Sukadeva Goswami and commented on by our previous acharyas and the book of Srila Gurudev's lectures on that.
那么呢这本书叫 Gopi Ki 的话呢并不是呢 Gurudev 的书名的而是呢源自呢圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇的其中一个章节叫牧女姑娘之歌 Gopi Ki 然后呢里面呢曾经的历代呢有各种的 Acharya 灵性导师呢曾经评注过的那么其中 Gurudev 呢这些呢是他的讲稿这个结集
Particularly, he's discussing the commentaries of Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur.
那么在这里面这篇讲稿里面呢，讲课稿里面呢 ，Gurudev 呢，尤其呢，着重于呢 Jiva Goswami 以及呢，圣 Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur 的评注，这篇章的评注。
And then he's adding the realizations of his own heart.
那么他也加上添加上自己内心的这个觉悟了。
In one of his lectures on Gopi Ki. He said, I'm explaining the commentary of Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, and whatever else I'm explaining is coming from Srila Jiva Goswami and from my heart.
那么哈，这里面的话 ，Gurudev 呢在讲稿里面讲到的话，他说我在解释呢，这个呢，圣 Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur 的话，这个呢，释论呢。那么还有其余一部分呢，来自呢 Jiva Goswami 还有我内心的这个觉悟。
So before beginning, though, I'm going to add a little bit more to my reply to Sumangala Didi's question about bathing Lord Ramchandra.
那么前就是说呢，我在呢讲之前的话呢，先就是说再多加一点昨天 Sumangala 讲到的关于呢给呢这个呢主 Ram 做沐浴礼这个事情。
This also applies to bathing Radha and Krishna, or Gurudev, or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
那么这个沐浴的话。Abhishek 的话呢，也可以呢哈，同样应用在呢，给呢 Radha Govinda 哈，或者是呢 Mahaprabhu 呢，做这个沐浴礼。
Or a picture of them.
或是呢哈，照片也一样啊。
So this is coming from the footnote of Gurudev's book Archana Deepika, which is a translation from his Gurudev's Bengali version.
那么呢，这本书的这个呢是来自一个角注了这个角注的话呢是呢Archana Deepika 这本书的其中一个角注了。那么这本书呢是咱们师公呢由木加拉语写的，关于呢日常的神像崇拜的一些东西。那么 Gurudev 呢翻译成呢印地语呢有英文的这个版本。
So if one does not have a deity to bathe, whether it's Radha Krishna or Sita Ram or Gauranga or Gurudev, and I want to bathe them.
那么如果一个人没有呢这个神像没有真正的这个神像就是说呢而又想呢做这个沐浴礼。
Let's say it's Gurudev's appearance day, or Radhastami, or Janmastami, or Ramnomi, or Gurpurnim.
比如说我们过的一些节日Gurudev的显现日还有呢这个主 Ram 的显现日Gurpurnim, Mahaprabhu 的显现日还有呢就是呢 Radha, Janmastami, Krishna 显现日等等。
So here's what it says.One may place a picture of Gauranga or anybody in front of the bathing pot.
他是一个人可以呢，在呢这个呢沐浴的这个这个盆呢前面的话呢放一个照片他崇拜的对象。
And showing the articles of bathing, and there's a list of the articles what you want to bathe them with. Showing like flowers, chandan. If it's a big ceremony, then you can bathe them with the panchamrita of yogurt and sugar and all that.
那么呢，这里面列了一些呢，就是崇拜的一些用品了包括呢，就是说，如果大的沐浴礼的话呢，用五种东西大家都知道水呀、酸奶呀等等
So one may show the articles of bathing, and then discharge them into the bathing pot.
一个人呢先将呢他要沐浴的这个东西的话呢在呢神像就是在那个照片面前就是给他看然后呢在那里倒。
If a bathing pot is not used, then they can be just discharged into the throw-out pot, just any small pot that you know when you're doing the worship, you throw the water into a little pot.
So, 那如果呢这里面没有这个呢这个盆呢就是沐浴用的这个盆的话呢你可以直接呢放到另外一个罐子里面沐浴完后。
Or, where did it go? Or you can put a picture, I'm sorry, a mirror. I can't find it. Let me see if I can do control find. Okay, got it. Computer has such good systems. If the deity is made out of wood, or if one doesn't want to get him wet, then one can place a mirror in the bathing pot and bathe the deity's reflection by pouring the substances onto the mirror.
那么如果哈有的神像呢，比如说木头做的哈，像加格纳神像一般的木头啊，或是呢不想把那个神像弄湿了，那么你可以呢在那个沐浴的哈这个盆里面呢放一个镜子，反射呢这个神像的照那个样子，反射进去了啊。那么你就给这个呢镜子啊沐浴，那就不用弄湿呢这原本的那个神像。
And pray to him for mercy. So these are the, so what I explained yesterday plus the addition of today are the various different ways that you can bathe the deity.
也就是呢关于呢哈给神像沐浴的话呢哈，昨天讲了一些，还有加上今天讲了一些哦，可以呢用的。
Okay. Okay. Good.So that was that. Now we can begin Gopi Geet.
那么现在我们讲的哈 Gopi Geet 这本书啊，其中一些东西。
Okay, so, Gurudev gave a series of about 20 classes on Gopi Geet in the early 90s.
在九十年代的话呢 ，Gurudev 哈在 Gopi Geet 这个讲述这篇这个这些诗节的时候呢哈，讲总共讲了一系列20堂课。
He began.By explaining the how Krishna called all the gopis for the rasa dance.
他从呢哈就是呢 Krishna 的话呢呼唤哈这些牧牛女来参与这个 rasa 之舞呢这个开始的。
And how all the gopis were thinking that Krishna was just dancing with them, and how only Radharani knew that he was dancing with everybody.
那么哈每个牧牛姑娘呢只是以为哈 Krishna 在呢啊与他一起跳舞了哈。但是只有 Radharani 的知道呢哈 ，Krishna 跟着所有人在一起跳舞。
And how Radharani left the dance, and then Krishna went to follow her.
然后呢 ，Radharani 呢离开这个 Rasa 之舞哈 ，Krishna 呢紧随着她。
And then Krishna was decorating her.
那么 Krishna 后来的话就是呢，给她打扮。
And then Krishna left Radharani as we discussed yesterday.
然后呢哈 ，Krishna 呢离开 Radharani。
And then the gopis came and consoled Radharani, and then they all went to look for him together, and then they sang their song of separation.
然后呢哈，牧牛姑娘的话呢，也就安慰呢哈 Radharani。后来他们一起呢哈去寻找 Krishna， 然后呢处在这种的哈分离之情中啊，唱这些歌。It's after this rasa dance they sing this gopi geet.
Well, they started the rasa dance, and then it was disrupted. So then. Krishna left, and then they all were looking at for him and singing, and then they had the big longer rasa dance.
So this song is before this big rasa dance.
It's in between the beginning when it, before it got interrupted, and then the one that didn't get interrupted. So I'll read the verses, and then say a few words that Gurudev said in each lecture.
那么我呢会读一下这些诗节哈，还有呢提到呢 Gurudev 在这讲稿里面哈提到的几一些东西。
Okay, hope I don't mess it up. Jayati te dikam, and you all have the CDs now. Now we made CDs here of Gurudev singing Gopi Geet with music.
那么呢，我们这里面有一些 CD 哈，大家可能到时候呢可以呢，下面可能可以再整一下他们。就 Gurudev 唱出那个 Gopi Geet， 然后你们。
Have you all heard it yet?
你们听过这些吗？没有。
Okay, well, they'll give it to you soon. Should be very soon, I guess.
I don't know. It's have to, 那个碟子是不是要转换？不需要吧？
去再
转换好了啊。有没有空白碟？家里有些空白碟。
So, Gurudev said this is one of the geets that's very important to.Sing and learn if one wants to enter into Raganuga Bhakti.
那么 Gurudev 讲的哈，啊，这是其中呢几个 Gita 哈，几个歌啊，是呢我们要学的哦，就是说你要进入呢这个呢 Ragun Raganuga Bhakti, 哦，就自发性的奉爱里面。
Jayati Te Dikam Janmana Braja Shayate Indira Shaswadatrahi Dayate Drishyatam Dikshastavakas Twayadritasavastam Vichinvate. The gopis said, O most beloved, because of your birth in this land of Braj,
啊，那牧牛姑娘说哈，哦，最亲啊，最心爱的人哈，她说因为呢，你出生在呢哈 Braj 这个地方。
This entire area has become more glorious than Vaikuntha and all other planets.
她说呢哈，这整个地方的话呢哈，比那 Vaikuntha 呢哈更为荣耀，比 Vaikuntha 和其他地方呢更为荣耀。
It is for this reason that Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune of innumerable Vaikuntha planets.
啊，也因为这个原因呢哈，这个呢无数星宿的哈，这个呢 Lakshmi 女神。
Eternally decorates Braj by her presence.
那么，藉着她的临在的话呢哈，永恒的装饰着哈 Braj 这个地方。
Oh beloved, in this blissful land of Vrindavan, only we gopis are unhappy.
那么她说呢，哦，在这个哈 Vrindavan 这个地方哈。
Only we are unhappy. Everybody else is so happy.
啊，在槟达曼这个地方呢，只有呢哈牧牛姑娘，就是只有我们的话呢哈才是不快乐的哈，其他人都是快乐的。
Of course, everybody is happy because, the goddess of fortune herself came here to Braj to sweep and decorate the whole place.
因为呢哈，幸运女神本人哈来到这个地方哈，亲自呢打扫这个地方，并且呢哈装饰这个地方。
And Braj's higher even than Vaikuntha.
所以这里面啊讲到呢哈 ，Braj 的话呢，甚至呢比 Vaikuntha 更为高啊，无有星宿。
So of course everybody is happy here.
因此呢哈，这里面每个人都是开心的。
Only we are unhappy.
啊，只有我们哈是不快乐的。
And why?
那么为什么呢
？Why are we unhappy? We who maintain our lives only for you.
他说呢哈，我们这些人的话呢哈，我们呢哈操持生计哈，只是为了你而已。
Being extremely anguished in the fire of separation from you.
啊，那么在处在呢哈这种呢与你分离之火哈这种呢啊痛苦之中。
Are wandering from forest to forest in search for you.
啊，我们呢哈从一个森林呢哈游荡到另外一个森林哈，只是为了寻找你。
Therefore, please appear before us now.
啊，所以呢哈，请呢现在哈就显现在我们面前吧。
And these gopis, they're not just singing.They feel like they're at the verge of death, and so that's the pain of separation.
所以呢，这些牧牛女的话呢，哈，不仅只是唱出来了，而是呢，哈，好像呢，身处在呢，哈，这种呢，生死的边缘。
But we understand from Gurudev's very, very deep lecture on this verse.
那么我们从哦 ，Gurudev 呢，哈，非常深的这些呢讲稿里面呢，明白到
that the gopis feel like they're about to die, not for their own sake, but for Krishna's sake.
那就是牧牛姑娘的话呢，感觉到好像要死掉了哈，这并不是为了他们自己，而是为了 Krishna。
Because they're saying to him, in fact, see there's two levels of conversation going on.
嗯，有两种呢哈，这个对话呢在进行了。
There's what the gopis are singing outwardly together.
一个是呢牧牛女呢哈，就是大声呢唱出来的。
And then there are the four different groups of gopis, as I mentioned yesterday.In relation to Radharani.
那么呢，因为呢，啊，昨天呢，我讲到了哈，牧牛女呢有四种哈，就是呢，从呢跟 Radharani 的关系来分划分呢，有四种类型的。
And because these gopis have different moods, these four groups have four different moods, and then even within the four moods there are individual moods. Even though they're singing the same verse, the verse has many many different deep meanings.
所以的话呢，因为呢有这四种类型的牧牛姑娘哈，而且呢，实际上每个牧牛姑娘的心态都情感都不太一样的。所以呢，尽管呢这四节哈是唱出来这样唱出来，但是呢，实际上它有很多种意思可以解释的。
So when the left wing gopis of Radharani are singing this verse.
所以呢，当呢哈 Radharani 哈这种呢左翼的牧牛姑娘哈，所以左翼的牧牛姑娘的话呢，他们唱这些歌什么意思呢
？By mood, they're saying something special.
那么通过他们内心的情感的话呢，他们又有些话，就是言外之意啊。
They're saying that, we are now in the best part of our lives, the most beautiful, charming, infatuating teenage years.
嗯，但是哈，我们这些人的话呢，哈，正是呢哈最青春的年华了哈，最好的年龄啊，哦，就是说呢，很美丽啊，哈，很年轻啊，等等哈，风华正茂。
But as you know, Krishna, youth very quickly fades away.
但是呢，哦，Krishna 哈，你很快呢哈就会消失了。
For all of us who are older, did we ever think that our youth would fade away? Even now, we're shocked that it faded away.
那么实际上对我们哈年纪大的人呢哈，你们有没有感觉到很震惊哈？就是你的青春呢，已经呢哈，就是说呢，消退了。
And when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we can't believe that we're old.
所以呢，我们有时候看着镜子都不相信自己已经老了。
And really, we're not. We're really young teenage girls.
当然，哦，实际上我们也没有老哈，因为我们本身内在来说呢，是一个年轻的哈，十几岁的一个灵魂是十几岁的哈，这种青春。
It's really a terrible material world we got ourselves entangled in.
所以呢，我们哈实际上是卷入了哈这个很可怕的物质世界哈。
Anyway, so that's a perverted reflection of the gopis.Saying that now we're in the prime of youth, but it can disappear at any moment.
那么牧女姑娘说哈，现在我们哈正是二八年华哈，但是呢，这青春易逝。
And whereas the verse says, we're suffering because we're not seeing you, so please come and appear to us. What those left-wing gopis of Radharani are really saying is, we're suffering because you're not seeing us. You're missing out on this opportunity, and you can never experience full happiness.
所以的话呢，表面上这个词，这个师姐意思呢，就是说呢，我们处在的话这种分离痛苦中哈，请呢，出现在这儿吧哈。但是呢，佐伊木女姑娘呢，有另外一种弦外之音，就说了哈，你看不到我们的话呢，哈，那是因为那是你会痛苦啊，你会痛苦。
The gopis never have any thoughts of their own happiness. They're always concerned about Krishna's.
因为那木女姑娘的话呢，不会呢考虑自己的这个痛苦，而是考虑呢 Krishna 的这个呢快乐的痛苦。
So as we read in the scriptures and hear from our Gurudev, when one is very, very absorbed in Krishna, then Krishna manifests in the heart.
那我们从经典哈，从 Gurudev 的这个讲课中，你知道哈，当一个人完全的专注哈，沉醉于 Krishna 的话呢 ，Krishna 会在心中的显现。
So that's what happened with Krishna. He didn't really, disappear. He was really hiding.Very close to the gopis in a kunj, listening to everything they were saying.
所以的话呢，同样呢 ，Krishna 也并非呢离开牧牛姑娘，而是呢躲在他们旁边呢，躲在一个呢 kunj 里面啊，听着他们在唱什么啊，说什么。
But of course, he was hiding, so they didn't know that he was in a nearby kunj as they were searching from one forest to another for him.
因为呢 ，Krishna 躲藏起来了哈，所以他们不知道呢哈他呢在哪里的，所以呢他们就从一个森林哈游荡到另外一个森林在寻找他。
So Krishna, because of their absorption in him, Krishna manifested in their hearts. And as they were praying to him and speaking to him, he was also speaking back to them from within their heart.
所以的话呢，实际上 Krishna 的话在他们心中显现了。当牧女姑娘哈向他祈祷、向他说话的时候呢，实际上 Krishna 在心中的话呢也在回应他，在跟他们说话。
So in Gurudev's lectures, he tells theExchanges that are going on between Krishna and the gopis within the gopis' hearts, and it's actually taking place.
所以呢 ，Gurudev 呢讲课稿里面就讲到了哈，牧女姑娘跟 Krishna 这个互相的对话，实际上也是发生的过程啊，这个过程中。
So sometimes the actual meaning of the gopis is actually opposite, as we can see, to what the verse appears to be saying.
所以的话呢，我们有时候知道哈，就是牧女姑娘实际上本意的话呢，可能跟好跟呢她所说出来的话呢是相反的。就是说呢，意思哈，它有另外的弦外之音的。
So the gopis are telling Krishna this first verse that we know that you can't bear to live without us, and that's why we're just about to die in separation.
他说呢哈，因为呢，我们知道哈，你的话呢 ，you cannot live without us.
Yeah, you can't live without us.
你没有我哈，我们的话呢哈，你是活不下去的哈。因此的话呢，我们在这种的哈分离的这种痛苦之中呢。
So we can't imagine these feelings. I mean, we can only imagine them. We can't really understand them at the moment.
我们这个时候的话呢，不能够去明白哈这种的情感的。
So then, in verse 2, the gopis continue.
那么在第二师节里面呢，牧女姑娘的话就讲到了。
Sarudashaye sarujata sat sarasi jodara.Shri Musha Drisha Surutanata Te Sukadashika Varada Nignato Neha Kimbada O Krishna, Master of Amorous Pleasure, O Bestower of Benedictions.
Oh, 他说 Oh Krishna, 你是呢所有爱侣情怀的愉悦 那么呢，请哈给我们的恩慈祝福。
We are your unpaid maidservants. You are killing us by the glance of your eyes that steal even the proud beauty of the whirl of the supremely enchanting high-born lotuses that blossom exquisitely in ponds.
Too much. No.
Okay. You are killing us by the glance of your eyes.
他说呢哈，你用你的哈这个呢瞥视的话呢哈，把我们哈杀死。我们是你没有付钱的女仆啊。
What eyes? The eyes that steal even the proud beauty of the whirl of the supremely enchanting high-born lotuses.
那么哈，这个呢，这个眼神的话呢哈，甚至呢可以呢哈盗走呢这个最高贵的哈这个呢莲花啊，这个世界上最高贵的莲花哈，它的美貌和它的骄傲。
Which lotuses? The lotuses that blossom exquisitely in ponds during the autumn season.
啊，尤其啊，这种莲花的话呢，是在哈秋季的时候，在呢池塘里面盛放的一种莲花哈，这种美艳呢，你甚至呢哈这种呢眼神呢哈，可以偷去他们的骄傲，他们的美丽。
Is killing by a glance not considered murder in this world?
啊，难道哈被一个眼神杀死不算是一种谋杀吗？哦，在这世界上，就是我们被你的眼神哈所杀死。
So like we can't imagine how a glance could be murder, but the gophers are actually experiencing it.
所以呢，我们现在不能够哈体验到呢哈一个眼神可以杀死人哈，但是呢，牧牛姑娘有这种体验哈，她说我们是被你的哈这种眼神呢所杀死。
And by their moods, as discussed earlier, they're telling Krishna that you glanced at us before when you called us with your flute.And you told us by your eyes and by your face and by your heart palpitating that you can't live without us.
那么他说之前的话呢哈，你用笛声哈把我们召唤来，然后那么通过你的眼神哈，你的等等哈，就是说呢，透露出来信息的话呢哈，就说呢，你没有我们哈是没法活下去的。
And that your heart was burning with amorous desire for us.
哦，那么你内心中呢，也因为这种的哈，想与我们在一起，这种爱恋哈，这种这种欲望的话呢，而燃烧啊。
So by seeing your heart burning, that made our heart burn too.
那么因为看到你内心哈这样的焦灼哈，那么我们内心的哈也感到呢一种的哈焦灼。
So we ran here to save you.
因此的话呢，我们来这里是为了救你一命。
Bewildered by how to protect you.
哦。
Bewildered by how to protect you.
却呢迷惑于呢哈，不知呢如何呢保护你。
And then, as soon as we came, you disappeared.
但是呢，我们来到这儿呢，你却呢哈，就是说呢消失了。
So therefore, by glancing at us, you made us desire you. We were very happy in our homes otherwise. But by your glance, you made us long for you, and then you disappear. So we're just about to die.
所以的话，他说你通过你的瞥视呢哈，让我们呢渴望你哈，不然的话呢，我们在家里面好好待着。但是现在我们来到这里呢，你呢却消失了。因此的话呢，哈，你是把我们呢，杀了。
It's like a person who hasn't had a meal for many, many days, and then this exquisite meal comes before him, and he's just about to take the first bite when a monkey comes and steals the plate and runs away.
那么就像一个人饿了很久了哈，刚好呢有一顿饭吃了哈，那么呢还没吃哈第一口呢哈，猴子呢就来抢走了哈，然后呢没饭吃了，没东西吃了。
So they're telling him like, your eyes.Stole our heart and brought it to you at the Bunsibot where you were playing your flute. So we had to leave our homes because we lost our heart because you stole it by your flute sound. So we had to run and get back our lost property.
他说呢哈，你的笛声的话呢哈，在 Bunsibot 哈这个呢地方呢吹的笛子，你的笛声已经把我们的心给偷走了。我们最后只能就跟着心跑哈，因为我们这个丢失了这个财产啊，我们要来这里哦追回这个东西。
How do we know you could steal our hearts by your eyes?
啊，我们怎么知道哈？你呢？通过你的眼神哈，能够把我们的心偷走呢
？Because we've seen that you've already stolen the beauty of the lotus flower.
因为呢，你已经偷走了哈这个莲花的美艳啊，美丽。
In fact, your eyes are so expert that they go to even the lotus flowers that are way in the middle of the lake.
哦，那么你的眼神呢哈是如此呢哈，就是说呢。很高超了哈，甚至呢，能够呢哈去到呢这个呢哈，在湖中央啊开的那个莲花哈，你都能去到那里。
Have you ever seen that? Like way in the middle of the lake, there's all these very beautiful lotus flowers, very deep in the lake, which is very hard to access.
那么的话，我们都知道呢哈，这个莲花哈，越是在那个湖中央的话呢，越美丽哈，越漂亮，而且很难抓得到啊。我们说那个中国古代说的那个叫什么呀
？When I was visiting Jaisri and Dinanath Prabhu a couple of years ago in Guangzhou. They had a lake, or Beijing, or somewhere, I forget where.
Guangzhou.
Guangzhou. They had a lake right in front of their house like that.
他说蒂娜娜和嘉旭以前住的地方哈，就是旁边有一个湖哈，有莲花的。
So your eyes are such great expert thieves that they go where in the very dangerous parts of the water and steal the beauty of the lotus flower.
他说呢哈，你的眼睛的话呢哈，是如此的，你的这个哦，就是说你是个如此哈，就奇妙的一个小偷了哈，甚至呢可以去到呢那么深那么远的湖里面偷取呢哈这个呢莲花的美丽。
And how do we know you've stolen that? Because now your lotus eyes are so beautiful, and the lotus flower by comparison is hardly anything.
哦，他说怎么知道的哈，你把这东西偷走了呢哈？因为你这个莲花眼现在哈显得非常的美丽啊，而那莲花呢跟你相比的话呢，很逊色了啊。
Okay, I'm going very quickly. There's really a lot of nectar in each verse.
那么实际上我呢哈走的比较快的哈，那么因为呢里面很多扩展的内容，那么以后你们有再读了。
So then, text number three.
现在讲第三个世界啊。
The gopis are saying.
啊，牧女姑娘呢在说了。
They said, Jalapya yadhya lakshasad varsha marutad vayutanalad.Vrishabhamayat Majad Vishwasato Vayat Vrishabhatevayam Rakshitamahu. O crest jewel among men, time and again you saved us coward maidens from the grip of death. Many, many times you saved us coward maidens from the grip of death.
他说呢，哦哈，人中的珠宝啊，哦，他称赞 Krishna 哈，他说呢，很多次的话呢哈，你都把我们呢从死亡的钳制之中哈，救出了我们这些呢哦，这些就是这些女仆啊。
And here you can see Krishna swallowing the forest fire to save all the Vrishabhasis from death.
那么这里面的话就讲 Krishna 一个笑傲时光的话，就讲呢，他吸下，他吞下了这个森林大火哈，将那 Braja 居民呢哦救出来了。
You saved us from the poisonous water of Kaliya.In the Jamuna where the serpent had resided.
那么你也把我们哈从呢这个卡利亚蛇哈就曾经居住的这个亚穆纳河这个水域哈这个毒液之中呢哈拯救出来。
You saved us from the big snake Agasura.
也把我们哈从阿喀苏罗哈这个大蛇那里哈口中呢哈拯救出来。
From the terrible storm of Indra.
也从哈天帝 Indra 的哈这个可怕的哈这个暴风骤雨中哈把我们拯救出来。
And here you can see Krishna's protecting them.From the terrible storm of Indra by lifting Govardhan Hill.
那么这是其中一个插图哈 ，Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山哈，保护呢 Braja 居民哈，免于呢 Indra 的哈这个呢暴风啊。
And you saved us from the Trinavarta whirlwind.
那么你也把我们哈从呢这个风魔哈 Trinavarta 哈这里面哈拯救出来。
From the dreadful forest fire as seen here.
啊，也是呢哈，也从呢哈这个呢。可怕的森林之火中哈拯救出来。
From the bull demon Aristasura.
也把我们从这个牛魔哈 Aristasura 那里救出来。
From the son of Maya named Vyomasura and from so many other threats.
啊，从那很多哈这个呢威胁之中哈把我们呢救出。
And here in verse 2 where Krishna was stealing the beauty of the lotus flower, you can see all the beautiful lotus flowers.
那么这里面是一些莲花哈，就是、说呢 Krishna 呢偷取了哈这个莲花的美艳啊。
So, since you saved us before, why do you want to murder us now? What was the use of saving us then?
他说呢哈，既然你这么多次救过我们，现在呢你杀了我们，那你以前的救你的以前的救赎有什么用呢哈？就是你以前救我们那么多次，现在为什么要杀死我们呢
？And then in the purport, Gurudev is telling the various stories about how, Krishna protected the Vrishabhasis.
所以呢，这里面哈后面的这个呢评注中呢。四论里面呢，咕噜殿呢讲到了很多次哈，就笑傲时光里面的 Krishna 呢拯救了 Brajabasi 和 Braja 居民的这笑傲时光。
But in most cases, and a lot of cases, the gopis weren't in danger. Krishna was saving, say, the coward boys. So why do the gopis say you saved us?
那么呢，在大部分的情况里面呢哈，救的呢哈，其实不是牧牛姑娘哈，牧牛姑娘并没处在这种危急状态，而呢是其他牧牛童啊、牛啊等等。那么 Krishna 牧牛姑娘为什么在这里用的是我们呢
？Because if all of Vrishabhasis died, then we would also die, despite having everybody die.
因为呢哈，就说呢，如果所有巴利的居民死掉的话呢，我们也会死的哈，因为呢，大家都死了嘛。
And why would the gopis die if the cowherd boys died?
那为什么说呢，牧牛童死了后呢，那些呢，牧牛姑娘会死呢
？Because Krishna is one of the cowherd boys.
因为Krishna 是其中一个牧牛童。
So, therefore. You are the deceiver You are the betrayer of faith. We put our faith in you. You protected us. And now we've come to you and you're ready to kill us. So you are Vishvashigata, betrayer of faith.
他说呢，你不守诚信的啊。 他说呢，之前呢，你呢就说呢，我们把信心放在你身上，你会救我们。现在呢，你要却要把我们杀掉，所以呢，你成为呢，就不守诚信的人。So
now Krishna is hearing them because he's in their heart as a sporty.
那么呢，Krishna这时候呢，聆听他们。
He's getting very disturbed that they're calling him such terrible names like a murderer of women and a betrayer of faith.
那么呢，Krishna在心中听着了，心里面就。 很那个很不安了哈，因为呢，他们在骂他哈，就说呢，说他既是谋杀者哈，又是呢，不守信用的人等等哈。
So since he's right there with them in his heart, he's telling them back, oh, so you calling all me all these things? Okay, well, forget it. Don't ever come to me. I don't want to talk to you ever again.
那么呢 ，Krishna 哈就说呢，就在他心中哈，他跟他们对话了哈，他说你这样哈这样骂我哈，那以后呢不要跟我说话等等。
So in their hearts, the gopis could see Krishna's face full of so much pain, so they wanted to relieve him.
所以呢，在那心中的话，那木女姑娘好像看到了Krishna的脸，好像愁眉苦脸的那样子，所以呢，她试图想把她从那种苦情之中救出了。So
therefore they sang the next verse, the fourth verse.
因此呢，木女姑娘唱出了第四首，十节。
Nakalu gopika nandana bhavan Akila Dehina Mantarat Madrik Vikana Sartito Biswa Guptaye Sagodiyavan Satvatam Kule. O friend, it is absolutely certain that you are not only the son of Yasoda.
朋友啊，肯定的，你不仅仅只是呢Yashoda的儿子而已。You're
also the super soul who resides in the hearts of all.
他说呢，你也是呢，在位居众生心中的这个超灵啊。In
response to the prayer of Lord Brahma, you have appeared in the dynasty of devotees in order to protect the universe.
他说呢，回应呢，布拉马的这个呢，祈祷了，那么呢。 你显现在奉献者的这个皇朝之中，为了去保护，in order to protect the
universe.
为了保护整个宇宙。So
it appears that two things are happening here that aren't really happening.
那么好像有两个事情在这里面呢，就是说呢，发生了，实际上是没有发生的。Number
one, it appears that the gopis are trying to pacify Krishna by praising him. But actually, they're criticizing him.
那么实际上，第一呢，就说呢，好像木牛姑娘的话呢，想在安慰 Krishna 哈，实际上呢是在批评他哈，在他们更深的这个情感里面在批指责他。
Well, yeah, that's about it. So they're saying, they're addressing him as friend, oh friend.
第一呢，就称呼他哈，朋友啊。So
that has a lot of, you know, obvious appreciations in it.
看起来好像很多很显然的这种欣赏。
Then we find out by the end of Gurudev's lecture that he's saying, the way you became our friend is because you're such a debauchee that you're habituated to steal other men's wives.
You become our friend.
Therefore we become your, therefore you made us our friend in that way.
他说呢，你是怎么把我们变成朋友的呢？是因为呢，你这个滥情者，你经常喜欢偷别人的妻子，这样子你令到我们呢，成为你的朋友，这样一种反则了。
So when they say you're not, you couldn't, see, now they're referring to the previous verse where they were saying, you know, you lifted Govardhan Hill, you killed this demon and that demon. So by your extraordinary activities, we can understand now that you're not, you can't be merely the son of Yasoda.
所以也就依据参照前面的师姐说了杀了很多恶魔，聚集Govardhan山等等。 那么这里面呢，木牛姑娘说了，因此的话呢，我们也可以推知，你不仅仅只是Yasoda的儿子而已。So
this is not actually a criticism of Yasoda because they always worship Yasoda as the best of all the gopis in Vrindavan.
这里面并不是批评Yasoda妈妈，因为她是在所有 Vrindavan 都是值得崇拜的。
But Yasoda is a gopi just like us and we're all ordinary.
那么呢，Yasoda呢也是一个木牛姑娘，而我们也很普通的。
And by doing these extraordinary feats, we see that you couldn't just be her son.
所以的话，你有这么多那惊人之举啊，我们知道的话呢，哈，你肯定不仅仅只是亚修达的儿子那么简单。
So therefore, we consider that you must be the super soul in the hearts of all living beings.
所以呢，我们就觉得哈，你肯定的哈是呢，在所有哈生物体心中的超灵。
So it appears that the gopis are praising Krishna, and of course, the right-wing gopis can be praising him.But the left-wing gopis, like in Radharani's group, are actually criticizing him.
所以呢，看起来好像这个世界里面哈，牧牛姑娘在称赞他哈。这当然了，右翼牧牛姑娘的话呢，她有这种心态啊，哦，称赞他。但是左翼的牧牛姑娘哈，比如说Radharani这个团体的话呢，实际上呢，哈，在批评他。
Now this should never be understood as mundane criticism.
这种呢，批评的话呢，我们不要呢，哈，把它理解为呢，啊，世俗那种批评。
Krishna considers this the greatest.Pleasure and the greatest worship of him.
因为呢哈 ，Krishna 会把这种批评呢哈，牧牛姑娘这种批评，认为呢是对他最高的崇拜。
There's a very important verse that Gurudev quotes a lot and Prabhupada quotes a lot by Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur.
其中有一个师姐的话呢哈，是呢 Gurudev 和 Prabhupada 呢哈经常呢引用的哈，引用很多次的。那么呢是 Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur 的一个师姐哈，巴颂林诗的作者。
Which states Ramya Karchi Dipasanam Bhajapadu Bargaina Jakopita.The greatest form of worship of Krishna, of all the different kinds of worshippers, is that worship which was manufactured by the gopis.
他说呢哈，最高形式的崇拜哈，包括所有类型的崇拜。那么呢，最高类型崇拜呢，是由呢哈牧牛姑娘啊他们呢哈拿出来的，做出来的崇拜。
So Krishna is not interested in the prayers or the glorifications of the Vedas. He's interested in the chastisement of his mother.And especially the chastisement of the gopis.
所以的话呢哈 ，Krishna 并不在乎呢韦达金对他的荣颂啊哈，对他的歌颂。那么他反而呢哈，对他母亲啊亚修达妈妈哈这个指责嘛，还有呢牧牛姑娘的哈指责的话呢，更感兴趣。
So why are they saying that you're not the son of Yasoda?
所以呢，为什么这里面说呢，你好像不是亚修达的儿子啊
？Because Yasoda is so compassionate that even if a cow or some other animal has a cut or something's unhappy, Mother Yasoda can't tolerate that.
他说呢哈，亚修达妈妈的心肠非常软哈，要是有一个牛啊哈，或是哪个动物呢，身上划了道哈，划到痕或是受伤了，那他呢哈就受不了了。
But for you, even though we're on the verge of death and weeping and fainting, you don't even care. You don't even come.
但是你呢哈却不一样哈，我们已经在呢哈死亡的边缘了，在那里又哭哈，就是说呢。晕倒了，但是呢，哈，你呢却不在乎我们。
And when they say that you must be the super soul in everyone's heart.
那么当他们说到哈，你肯定呢哈是呢所有呢人心中的超灵这句话的时候。
So therefore, you must know what grief we're experiencing.
那么你肯定知道我们心中这个苦啊。
But yeah, you're just like the super soul because the super soul is neutral.
但是呢哈，你肯定呢是超灵哈，因为超灵呢是中立的。
The super soul is the crest jewel of neutral personalities.
如果讲到的话，中性人的话，然后那超灵是最中性的。
Somebody may be dying and screaming in pain, and the super soul doesn't even do anything about it, or even though he knows.
那么的话，这个呢，如果一个人哈，真是的哈，在那又哭又叫哈，要死掉了哈，那超灵呢也不会做任何事情。
So you're like that. You know what's happening, but you couldn't care less.
所以呢，你就是这样子的哈，就是说呢，你知道呢哈，所发生的所有事情，但是呢哈，你却不在乎。
And then they say, in response to the prayer of Brahma, you have appeared in the dynasty of devotees to protect the universe.
那么紧接着那句话呢，就说了哈，响应了哈婆罗诃摩的祈祷，那么你呢哈显现在呢奉献者的这个皇朝啊，与去保护这个宇宙。
So it appears that this is also a glorification.
看起来哈这句话呢也是恭维之词哈，也是呢称赞他。
On one hand, it is a glorification.
也是一个哈荣耀之词。
On the other hand, it's a criticism depending on the moods of the different devotees.
那么也根据不同牧牛姑娘的情感的话呢，有可能也是呢一种的指责一种的批评。
So they're saying yes, on the as a result of the prayer of Brahma you came.
他说是的哈，你是响应的哈婆罗诃摩的这个呢祈祷的话呢而显现了。
And Brahma and you are the same type of person.
他说呢婆罗诃摩哈布拉玛的话呢跟你是同一种人。
Brahma created this universe to see people suffer.
他说呢，婆罗诃摩哈，布拉玛的话呢，创造这个世界哈，就为了看众生受苦。
So he doesn't want anybody to be liberated.
所以他不想任何人。
Because then they'll be free from his universe and free from suffering.
他不想任何人得解脱哈，因为不然的话呢哈，他就从他这个宇宙里面哈解脱出去了。 啊，就。
So he wants people to be atheists.
他想要人们成为那无神论者。
So therefore, he prayed for you to come, and he, you, the super soul, and he told you to hide your identity and be Krishna the coward boy.
嗯，他说呢哈，他让你哈显现了哈。作为超灵的话呢，隐藏你的身份呢，成为这样一个木牛童啊。
Thus, by seeing your nefarious activities, people will become atheists.
Nefarious.
Bad activities.
哦，看到你这种
become atheists.
哦，你这种很糟糕的举止哈，人们会成为无神论的哈。也就是说，你这样的一个行为，那大家怎么会可能信你的哈？那肯定是无神论吧。
Because if you actually came, to protect the universe. Then you know we're also part of the universe, so you'd be protecting us as well.
那么如果你来这样是拯救哈，就是保护整个宇宙，那我们也是这个宇宙的一部分哈，那你应该保护我们。
So in this way, the gopis go on.
因此的话，以这种方式的话，木女姑娘哈继续说了。
So then they go to verse 5.
然后呢，第五十节啊。
And there they talk about Krishna's hands which award liberation and the fulfillment of all desires.
那么这里面讲的 Krishna 那个手哈，这个莲花手的话呢，它是呢哈可以呢哈赐予啊这个呢解脱啊，还有各种祝福的。
And here you can see Krishna's very beautiful hand held out.
啊，他的手哈伸出来。
Inviting us all to him.
Inviting us.
Inviting.
啊，邀请我们所有人啊。
So they're singing. Oh, Vasanti.Vasanti,
yeah.
We're discussing Gopi Geet, so can you play like 3 minutes of Gurudev singing Gopi Geet on the CD?
他叫他放 Gurudev 唱的哈这个 Gopi 念的朗诵的 Gopi Geet 的这个词节。
Just for a couple of minutes to increase their eagerness, because we're all in the mood. Gopi Geet. Look, this matches your dress. So number 5.Virachita bhayam Vishne duryate charanami yusham Sangsriter bhaya Karasuro ruham Kanta kamadam Sirasi devina Shrikaragraham O crest jewel of the Yadu dynasty, O beloved!
哦，他说哈，亚度王朝哈，亚度王朝的这个哈珠宝啊，他说呢，our beloved，
oh beloved，
啊，我们心爱，我们的心上人呢、啊、
，your lotus hand grants fearlessness，
他说你的莲花手呢哈，赐予人呢哈无惧无畏
，to those souls who terrified by the cycle of birth and death，
啊，对于那些哈深受呢哈这个呢生死轮回呀轮回呀哈，就是这种哈恐吓的人呢、啊，你的手的话呢哈赐予他们哈无惧无畏。
Surrender to your lotus feet.
哦，去归于你的哈莲花足。
O fulfiller of our desires.
啊，他说呢，哦，我们所有欲望的哈，这个呢，哦，满足者啊，实现者。
Please place our heads. Please place on our heads that very lotus hand.
哦，请放在哈，将你的这个哈莲花手的话呢哈，置于我们头上。
Which grants fearlessness and which is accepted by the hands of life, which accepted.Both the hands of Lakshmi.
啊，他说呢哈，which benefit
which accepted, which grants fearlessness, and which
accepted by the
which accepted the hands of Lakshmi.
他说呢哈，这一双莲花手的话呢哈，赐予人哈，无惧无畏，而且的话呢哈，这双手的话呢哈，接过了呢 Lakshmi 的双手啊，就是说他啊，你接纳 Lakshmi 的双手。
So as we discussed the other day, in regards to Mahaprabhu's teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami.
那么我们前两天讲到的哈，马哈布呢对卢帕戈斯瓦米这个教导。
Even though there's more opulence in Braj than there is in Vaikuntha.
尽管呢，实际上呢哈，在 Braj 这地方的话呢哈，这个富裕啊，远超过了 Vaikuntha.
There's so much sweetness in the relationship that they don't, that they never deviate from their particular relationship as a beloved or as a mother or as a friend.
那么呢哈，因为呢这种关系之中这种甜美的哈，使他们呢永远不会偏转呢啊这种关系啊，比如说作为爱人哈，还有呢作为呢父母啊等等这种情感。
So the gopis say that this is like a continuation of the last verse. So if you're the super soul, then you grant fearlessness to all to all living entities who were terrified by the cycle of birth and death.
哦，他说作为哈超灵的话呢，哈就接着上面世界了。那么你呢，哈将呢，就是说受到令到那些哈受呢生死轮回恐吓的哈这些众生的话呢，哦，你授予他们呢，哦，无惧无畏，令他们无惧无畏。
They're saying that, but then they're also saying, but we don't believe that you're the super soul because then you protect us because we're in the universe.
嗯，但是呢，哈，他虽然这样说哈，但是又那有反义的哈，就说呢。我们不相信你就是这个超灵哈，因为呢，既然你保护呢宇宙呢，我们也是宇宙的一部分。
Okay, so for a few minutes, couple of minutes, we're going to hear Gurudev sing Gopi Geet.
我们呢可以呢听几分钟哈 ，Gurudev 的这个呢。You connect with Sawangala?
嗯，那是
信号。哦 ，Okay.
It's not in my line.
You can always give it to us later. Sounds really nice when it's loud. Suspense. There's no battery in there.Oh, it doesn't need it. This is your own Gurudev singing. Okay, wasn't that nice? So the goal of our life is to join in the Gopi singing of Gopi Geet and be part of them.
但是我们目标的话呢，是加入哈牧牛姑娘这个呢歌唱之中啊，成为他们中的一份子。
Gurudev was singing the same verses that we just discussed, number 4 and 5.
所以呢 ，Gurudev 刚才唱的哈，就是我们呢讨论的这些诗节啊，第四、第五。
So there's, even though there's more opulence in Vrindavan than there is in Vaikuntha, there's so much sweetness that the opulence is covered over by that sweetness.
所以我们刚才讲到一点呢，就说哈，在 Vrindavan 呢，尽管呢有呢哈超过呢远超过 Vaikuntha 的富裕啊，但是因为它里面的甜美哈这种情感的话呢，更加强烈，更加多啊，那么它覆盖了这些呢富裕。
Like even when Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill, Mother Yasoda couldn't give up her motherly worry. and the gopis couldn't give up their conjugal amorous feelings.
所以的话，尽管的话，奎舍呢举起勾瓦当山哈这种英雄之举了，可以为啊，但是呢，亚瑟的妈妈还是不能放下母亲这种担忧啊，还有然后木牛姑娘不能放下呢爱人哈这种情感。
So here the gopis are saying in the verse that you've accepted the hands of Lakshmi. That means you've married her. If you're the super soul, you must have married Lakshmi.
You mustn't.
You must have. That means you're married to Lakshmi.
If you're a super soul.
Yeah. If you're God, then you must be married to Lakshmi.
他说呢，如果你是神的话呢，哈，你肯定的哈，就是娶了那啊幸运女神 Lakshmi。
So we know Krishna that you're very lusty for us.
但是呢，我们知道哈 ，Krishna， 你们对我，你对我们哈，就是说呢，嗯。怀有这种色心啊
！And your great desire is to put your hands on our breasts.
哦，那你最大的愿望哈是将你的手呢放在我们的哈这个胸前。
But we don't want you to put your hands there.
但是呢，我们不想哈你这样子。
We're asking you to put your hands on our head, so it sounds like they're asking for a blessing, but actually they're doing their left wing. Radharani's gopis are doing their left wing. You know, left wing.
Chicory.
Yeah, bob. Vamya bob. Very contrary.
啊，他说的话，我们并不想你把手放在我们的胸前，而是呢放在我们头上。嗯，实际上呢，他们展露他们这种哈左翼的情感啊，这种就是跟他啊对着干那种。
Even Lakshmi, you've accepted the hands of Lakshmi. That means you married her, and that means you'll never leave her under any circumstance.
那你他说呢，你既然接受了 Lakshmi 哈幸运女神的手的话呢，证明你娶了她哈，那你永远不会呢在任何情况下呢啊抛弃她的。
But even she just makes sure you just hold her hand. She never allows you to put her hand on her breast. Lakshmi never allows you to put her hand on her breast.
那么幸运女神的话，从不允许你哈将你的手的话呢放在她胸前的。
So the same way, we'll never, because Krishna is saying in the heart that you're asking me to put my hand on my head, but at the same time you're saying that. You're feeling so much separation from me in your heart. So shouldn't I put my hand where you're feeling the separation on your heart?
嗯，因为呢 ，Krishna 在那哈，在内心中呢，跟他们对话说了哈，既然的话你感受到呢这么多哈与我的分离之苦哈，那么呢，你是不是呢，我要把我的手放在你哈你心最近的那个地方呢？啊，就是说。
So the gopis are saying definitely not. Even Lakshmi won't allow you to touch her breast. So we also will not allow what you suggest.
啊，那么呢哈，木牛姑娘说哈，那肯定不行的哈，甚至幸运女神的话呢，都不允许的哈，你把你的手呢放在她胸上啊。
We're just asking you to put your hand on our head.
我们只是叫你把你的手放在我们头上。
So in this way, the gopis and Krishna are joking with each other.
因此呢哈，这种方式的话呢哈 ，Krishna 木牛姑娘哈在互相的哈就开玩笑了。
And in order to become free from the jokes of this material world, which always end up in distress and misery.
那么如果你要去终止哈这一个世界的给你开的这个玩笑了哈。也就终极的说呢，他给你哈痛苦的。
And keep us in the cycle of birth, old age, disease, and death.
然后呢，把我们呢哈留在呢这个呢哈生老病死的圈子里面。
Our goal of life is to join the joking party of Krishna and the gopis.
所以我们这个目标呢哈是加入呢哈 Krishna 和木牛姑娘这个呢 这个玩笑之中。
Giving everything.
但是呢哈这个呢要呢哈去呢给出
giving up everything.
要放弃呢一切。
What we like the best.
也就是说你生命里面最喜欢的东西你要放下。
Of all his devotees, Lord Chaitanya loved his wife, Vishnupriya the best.
那么在所有奉献者之中哈，那么呢，实际上主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢哈最爱他的妻子呢 Vishnupriya。
But he gave her up just to show that if one wants to do bhajan, he has to give up what he's the most attached to in this world.
但是呢哈，他后来呢哈就是说呢，放弃了哈 Lakshmi Priya, Vishnupriya。也是呢哈，向世人呢哈昭示了哈，如果你要去真正做八卷和灵修的话呢，那要将你最心爱的东西哈，就是说呢放下。
And it's very important to say the song, sing the songs every day, and to chant with the mood of the songs every day too.
他说每天哈去呢唱诵哈这些歌啊，然后呢就是说呢去念诵啊，就是说用这种情感去念诵的话呢，很重要的。
Because ultimately all the songs are asking for Manjari Bhav and his service to Radharani.
因为那终极的说，我们歌本里面这些歌哈，都是呢祈求一种 Manjari Bhav 啊，这种木牛姑娘的情感啊，以来服务
Krishna. And all of the benedictions are byproducts, insignificant byproducts of that.
What is it?
All other benedictions.
其他祝福呢哈，只是一个副产品而已。
So you'll be happy to know that at the end of Gopi Geet, the gopis are very happy that Krishna came back.
那么哈，大家呢很高兴哈，一个大圆满结局就是呢，最后呢，哦，在南木牛姑娘之歌哈这个尾巴这个结尾呢。Krishna 啊，就 Krishna 呢回到他们牧牛姑娘群中。
And here's Krishna coming back to them.
啊，就是呢，这是呢哈 ，Krishna 呢回到他们之中了。
So we'll end here and ask if there's any questions or comments.
我们在这里呢哈结束这堂课，啊，有没有问题
？And Shama will also make you a little or put all the verses together so that you can have a little booklet so you can sing along with Gurudev.
嗯，那么呢 ，Shama 可能到时候呢哈整理一下那个歌碟里面那些诗节啊，那么给他们派，就是说派碟的同时的话呢。附上这个哦，歌词啊，还有呢，这个歌哦，唱的，那么可以跟着。
I mean the booklet made up will be made by whoever does the layout. So any questions or comments?
有没有问题？
有问题，我昨天的问题还没解决呢。这个是什么意思？Krishna 在说什么？而且这只手在干什么？我昨天仔细的看了很久。
You see the poster, the in the Seva Kunj poster.
Yeah.
Radharani is different gestures, you know.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of these gestures?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the meaning of the gestures. Well, let's see what she's doing. See, with this hand, she's like covering herself with her cloth.
那么这右手。
I don't want you to see me.
右手呢？哈，他用呢？哈，这个手呢，扯着哈，这个呢，啊，盖头盖了啊，头巾了。那么呢，实际上呢，不想让到哈 Krishna 看到他。
But at the same time, her cloth is very, very thin.
但是与此同时呢
，So she could see Krishna, and he could see her through the cloth anyway.
哦，他的头巾的话呢，实际上很薄的哈，透明的，他实际上也可以看到 Krishna, Krishna 也可以看到他。
And at the same time, she's showing that she's not interested in looking at him, but yet by her eyes going this way, she's looking at him. She's
一方面他转过去好像呢哈，觉得不感兴趣，不想看你哈，但是呢，他的眼神哈还是撇的啊，撇开的。
And by this hand, she's saying no, no, no.
那这只手呢哈，说不要过来啊，不要看。
But by her tears and her smile and laughter, even in the midst of her tears, this is called kilakinchi devab, which is saying yes, no at the same time. It's like flirtatious.
啊，那么这种呢情感呢哈叫呢。半推半就哈，类似于这种情感啊。那么呢，他一般哈流泪呢一边笑啊，还有呢这个手这样子啊，有这种是一种八啊，一种八啊，就是半推半就，我们说这种半推半就。
And Krishna is saying, "What more can I offer you? I put my prized possession, my flute, at your lotus feet."
那么 Krishna 说哈，我还能够给你哈更多的什么东西？他说呢，我已经把我最有价值的哈这个笛子呢放在你足下了。
Please be merciful to me.And forgive me and place your lotus feet on my head.
啊，他说呢哈，请呢哈，就是呢啊，对我大发慈悲哈，就是说呢，悦纳我啊，把你的莲花烛呢放在我头上吧。
还有他旁边有个小盘子，小盘子里放了三块三角的小绿绿的东西，那是什么？那是槟榔吗
？He said in the small pot, in the small pot.
The small pots, there are different unguents or ointments. In one of them is.And one of them is like a guru. A guru means a guru is like it's like this very fragrant wood.
A guru 呢是一种呢哈，就是很香那种木头啊。
And then just like sandalwood.
像那檀香那种木头料，很香很香那种木头啊，guru。
And then you make a paste out of it.
然后呢，你用那个磨成颜料啊，磨成那个。
So a guru, you also make a liquid.Out of it.
啊，那么呢，这阿古鲁这种树的话呢，哈，它木头很香，也可以磨成呢这个料啊，像檀香那样子，很香很香的。
So there's all those pots have unguents like, sandalwood and guru and kumkum.
嗯，所以这些和里面放的哈这些东西的kumkum粉啊，好、啊，还檀香酱啊，还有那各些阿古鲁等等的。
一个罐子是kumkum粉，一个罐子檀香酱，然后这儿有个小碟子放了三片东西。
He said that one in one plate, there's three pieces of things there.
Yeah, those are all like sandalwood, kumkum.
What's that for decoration?
For decoration, so that Krishna can decorate Radharani, and so that the gopis who are outside could come in and decorate.
啊，这是呢哈 ，Krishna 的话呢，装扮的话，这是牧牛姑娘啊，牧牛Radharani 啊。
那 Radharani 拿的就那两只。花是莲花吗
？The two lotus feet, the lotus is flower.
就在那个湖边拿那两只花。
The lotuses at the bottom, they're just lotuses.
啊， 哪一些花？哪个？
就那个做那一个人哭的那个那张画，拿了两朵花，那两朵花是
莲
花
吗？ He said in the Viraha, Radharani is alone. These the photos.
Yeah.
Is it if holding a flower is lotus or what kind of flower?
Yeah.
那和这个世界的莲花不一样是吧？
Different from this world,
there's,
lotus species.
Yeah, different from this world. There's different kinds of lotuses also.
莲花有很多种，莲花很多种。
那就是所谓的金莲花，对吗？
It's the golden lotus. It's a golden lotus.
Is there such thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because in the scripture mentioned about golden lotus.
In the what?
Bhagavatam mentioned about golden lotus.
That Brahma is sitting on?
Yeah, like different places mentioned about.You know, southern petals of lotus, different kinds.
Yeah, I don't know much about the golden lotus.
他说
that Brahma is sitting on a golden lotus.
就金莲花是不是摩诃婆
照那个？ That just represents his planet.
是哪个？
It just represents his divine planet.
哦。
Because Brahma isn't really just sitting on a lotus and a stem. He's sitting on he's in his planet.
虽然呢，这只是。
His whole planet comes out of the.stem.
哦，只是呢，婆罗诃摩的哈这一个呢星球的一种意欲。
哦，
意欲法，它不是只是坐这个莲花上，不要这样认为哦，它是它的星球啊，它从那个哦，这个
And coming out from the stem are all the different planetary systems, higher, middle, and lower.
嗯
，as described in the Bhagavatam.
那佛教法堂里面讲到的哦，这些东西。
我非常感谢 Samarani 弟弟，因为我那个Maharani， 因为我们没有不认识 Krishna， 我们也不认识五圣体，什么都不认识，我们只认识 Guru Day。所以我们所有的做 Gayatri 的时候冥想都是从他的画里面来的，所以我很仔细的看他画，拿放大镜每一个细节啊，那个这样呢他才会可以让我把我的冥想带到一个高的位置上去，所以我非常感谢他。我也就为什么要问这个含义，就是为了让我自己能够更好的灵修。
She's very grateful to you because she don't know you know Krishna, don't know Radharani, don't know Mahaprabhu, but only know Gurudev and on thisphotos, posters, you know, you paint, and then she's very carefully look at it, even use the what do you call this?
Oh my goodness.
Glasses, you know, and to you know, study every details.
Wow.
Because this will make her bring, like, her meditation to higher you know, platform, you know. You can know every details, all these things.
Very good. Wow. Actually, so many of the details came from Gurudev.
虽然很多细节的话呢，哈，我说了，你仔细去看这细节，他说很多细节来自 Gurudev.
As I mentioned, even the fact that Krishna wears a transparent tight shirt, Gurudev said that's very attractive for young men.
啊，就像呢，哈，那个画里面呢 ，Krishna 穿的是一个紧身的透明的衣服啊。啊，这种衣服的话呢，那么 Gurudev 说的话，这个啊，年轻男孩子很喜欢这种。
So both Krishna and Radha are simultaneously smiling, laughing, and crying.
所以呢
，with tears.
哦 ，Krishna 和 Radha 是同时又哭又笑啊，又流泪的。
And you can read about that mood in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's called Kilakinchita Bhav. You have Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这里面这种情感呢叫哈 Kilakinchita Bhav。啊，这个呢，才听《Charitamrita》里面讲到的。
然后我还有问题，我都是从说的全是小马扎你弟弟的话哈，因为我那昨天晚上抱着他一直看到睡觉，就那个旁边四个牧牛姑娘中间这个就昆甲这个画旁边两边啊，怎么两边的大，在两边的个子小，
就外边的小一点是吧？
外边的大，里边小。还有
乌队
的脚，大脚趾是翘起来的，为什么？
He said the four manjaris different size.
Five.
Four manjaris.
Five.
It's five. No. In the aside.
Five.
No, it's four.
Five.
No, not in the seva kunj. The other side.
Those. Oh, I see.
Yeah. They are different size. It's a good day and then prime good day is more high.
No, they、
four.
Shouldn't be different sizes.
It's the same.
That was no, they are different sizes, but that was a mistake of mine. I should have made them match.
哦，这是我的错误哈，应该是让他们的身材上应该比较匹配哦，没有说大小的，应该没有的，因为
不是一个高一。
She saw them in person in Vrindavan.
No.
Because now we just printed new ones. We printed new photos, and they're all the same size.
那现在他们重新画作了哈，那么就是一样的尺度的。
We adjusted it in the computer, so they're all the same size now.
现在他们在电脑上呢调整了一下啊，那么是呢同样一个尺寸的身材啊，可能你一开始看的是以前的。
我有请回来的、那个。
You have the picture, the big pictures of the mantras?
是买的那个神坛的那个。
The big ones, they're all the same size.
请的神坛、
Big same size.
Yeah, The big ones, that's a recent printing, so they're all the same size.
But why he said it's taller?
Because in the original painting, I made the first two gopis smaller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the painting.
That's why she asked.
Yeah, in the original, but when we print it, the latest of the printings, by computer we made them all the same size.
他说呢，后来印的画的话呢，就不是这样子。是一样的，他通过那个电脑调整了一下，是一样的。啊，在原初的画作里面，他呢就有尺度的这个区别，是有这个区别。
乌龟的大拇脚，右脚脚趾为什么是这样子
？Why Grudy's toes is 啊
？Grudy's toes。
乌龟的灵性形象，你的那个右脚大脚趾是翘起来。
Oh, the mandarin's toes.
Yeah, his toes is like a little bit.
别的都不是，就只有他。
Like when you're dancing and you're moving around your toes.
就像你跳舞的时候啊，因为他每个动每个步就是一个舞姿嘛。
See my toes up.
像跳舞的时候一样。
It's just dancing.
这是跳舞的时候。
Because in Vrindavan, every step is a dance.
Vrindavan每一步呢都是一个舞姿啊。
哦，他一手提着篮子，一手托着盘子，脚趾头还这个样子。
那个四个。
They're very happy. That's why.
四个满家里那位置是固定的吗？
按眼睛的，眼睛是放在中间的，你按开。
他们
固定，
我看两张像。
不一样。
如帕满家里。有一张是在右边的，
放错了，有一个放错了。Grudy 这次在马来西亚专门讲过，有个香港奉献的问他 ，It's about the order of the Manjari.
Yeah.
Say sometimes they are misplaced, Rati and Rupa Manjari.
Oh, you see, first in the beginning, Rupa was on this side and Rati was on that side.
一开始的时候 ，Rupa Goswami 是在这边哈，那 Rati Manjari 在这边。
But then about 12 years later, in Alachua.Florida, Gurudev said they should be switched.
那么呢，在那十二年之后的话呢 ，Gurudev 呢在呢哈这个佛罗里达啊，在佛罗里达的时候呢，讲课的时候呢，又说呢哈要换一下位置。
So then we told the pujaris in Vrindavan, they switched them.
然后呢，我们就告诉了 Vrindavan 在 pujari 祭司哈，把他们换一下。
And then, so now whenever we make the prints, we tell people it's.
然后呢，我们现在的话叫他们把它调过来。
So the new way with Vinod. Rati, Rupa, and then the other one.
就是说呢，正确的应该是呢哈 ，Vinod Manjari， 然后呢，四公那个啊，那么
Rati
Manjari， Rupa Manjari 还 Gurudev 这个形象那个啊 ，Gurusaki Manjari。
那个 Rupa Manjari 和
Gurudev
在一边，那边是
Rati Manjari 和 Vinod Manjari。
啊，那这回就是我从香港
请的就是
对的，对，他后来调整了。他的眼睛 ，Gurudev 说了，眼睛是望着中间的。你看他们眼神。那个眼神是往外的。如果你那样放的话，眼神往外；如果那样放的话呢，眼神全部是集中在 Narada Krishna 这里的。
Gurudev once said, "So when I was showing him the originals at the beginning, he said, 'If you would see them in person.'" You would immediately faint.
So, if you see me,
he said, if the people, when they see the painting, they say, oh, how nice. But if they would see them in person, they would immediately faint.
那 Gurudev 说了哈，他说呢，你只是看了这个画哈，你就说很好看啊。但是呢，你要是真的见了那个人的话哈，那个形象啊，真的在你面前显现的话，你马上就会晕倒。even the demigoddess, Gurudev said, you will faint.What to speak about spiritual form?
Demigoddess will faint?
No, even we see the demigoddess, we will
faint.
It's so beautiful. What about, you know, what to speak about, you know, Manjari, all these spiritual forms?
Yeah.
还有没问题？
So it's already 11:45.
Yeah.
And should we stop now?
Yeah, stop. 我们现在停了啊。
Okay, I would like to continue, but because we have to go to that other place, so we'll stop now and again. Whoever would like to go to the other program is more than welcome to come.
那因为我们下午呢要去呢哈这个瑜伽馆讲课，那么呢，必须在这里上停打住了啊，要荣耀菩萨等等等。那么呢，如果大家愿意去也可以去哈，没问题的。
肯定去。跟着去。
在安定门那里啊。 团结湖是青年湖吧？
青年湖
旁边的，以前去过一次。
耶稣跟
克里斯吗？So what's the connection about Jesus Christ and Krishna?
Oh, Jesus Christ when he was young, he went to India.
实际上耶稣基督在年轻时候去过印度。
什么？
耶稣基督。
When Jesus Christ was a young man, he went to India.
在年轻时候，他曾经游历到印度这个地方。耶稣基督。
别说了，
别说了。
他问耶稣基督跟克里斯的关系。
I think it's the Gurudev quote of the Aquarian Gospel that when Jesus was young, he went to India.
那么 Gurudev 呢曾经有一次讲过哈，就是说耶稣基督年轻时候实际上是去过印度的。
He went to Vrindavan and he went to Jagannath Puri.
他曾经游历的地点应该包括 Vrindavan 和 Jagannath Puri.
And he had talks with the Pujaris there.
而且呢，跟这里面的祭司哈 Pujari 呢应该有过交谈，有过一番交谈。
And then he went back to his own country to preach, but he couldn't tell everything that he learned.
然后呢，他呢回到自己的地方哈，自己国土呢去传教的时候呢，他不能够把所有东西都讲出来。
Because as you know in the Bible, where Jesus says, "There's so much more that I could say, but you couldn't bear it, so I'm not saying it."
哦，那么呢，在耶稣在圣经里面哈，耶稣基督曾经有一个话，也就话哈，他说呢，很多东西哈我没有讲出来，因为你不能承担。
So in Jagannath, you know, Krishna is pronounced Krishna, and in Jagannath Puri, he's pronounced Krishna.
所以的话呢，我们说哈，在呢。我们都发这个音哈 ，Krishna 这个音啊，在加格纳普里那个地方呢，叫 Krishna。
So from Krishna became Krista.
啊，还有 Krista。
Krista became Christ.
哦，那这个音呢会演变哈，在各个地方因为传递了后呢，变成 Krista。
So the name Christ is really coming from Krishna.
实际上 Christ 啊 ，Jesus Christ，Christ 这个词的话呢，来自 Krishna。
And Christ said, "We have to be about the business of my Father." And Krishna says in the Gita that I'm the seed-giving Father of all living entities.
Christ
said, "We have to do the business of our Father."
那么耶稣基督在那圣经里面讲的哈，我们要去呢哈，就是做我们天父的，继承我们天父的事业啊，就是说做他的，行他的事。那么在呢伯加梵歌里面 ，Krishna 亲自呢哈，在伯加梵歌里面宣称呢哈，我是呢给予种子的那个父亲啊，给予种子。
In the Bible,
是他是真正的那个父亲。
It says that Christ is the anointed one.
Anointed.
And Krishna is always anointed with tilak. Anointed means
decorated.
Yeah.
那么在啊，在圣经里面讲的。
Decorated with divine decorations.
也就是说呢哈，他说天父的话呢哈，总是呢哈有呢，就是有一些呢啊，叫什么一些东西装饰的啊，他是有这种啊，就像 Krishna 那样，总是有一些打扮和一些装饰。
Some of this is explained in The Way of Love, which you have in Chinese, that little booklet.
有的内容的话呢，在爱之道里面讲一点点啊，讲过一点点。
那他是一个就是觉悟的灵魂呢，还是一种边界能量？他修行到了那个位置才到那里去，还是他是本身就是一个觉悟的灵魂
？Is the Jesus Christ is a
只是完成他的那个任务。
Is a realized soul or a tathagata shakti?Which perhaps you know, thereby the.
Because the shakti can also be realized, so.
那么这个觉悟灵魂呢，这个边际能量也可以成为一个觉悟的灵魂。
Tathagata shakti means the living entity, the eternal living entity.
Tathagata
shakti can go two ways, Krishna or to Maya.
它可以是一个觉悟灵魂啊，边际能量。它应该是属于一个 ，so he's like a jiv.
But Prabhupada said that. He's a Shaktivesh avatar, which means an especially empowered living entity.
那么呢，帕帕德说呢，哈，耶稣基督是一个能量光柱化身，就是一个特别的基瓦，被授予特别的全能呐，啊，被就是被主授予特别全能去行一些事的。
啊，
阿弥陀佛，释迦牟尼佛，
也是能量。
He says, like Buddha, Sakyamuni Buddha.
Yeah.
He said two Buddhas. You know, one is the realized one.
Yeah.
Another one is the avatar. So the other two, the second one is actually like a
Shaktivesh avatar.
他有两个佛祖的，第一个佛祖呢是 Vishnu 的化身。
And he's described in
五佛。
Keshavadrita. What is it?
在十化身赞歌里面讲的。第二个称为呢觉悟者佛陀，觉悟者佛陀呢是一个基瓦来的，但是呢他觉悟了，所以他应该也是算是能量光柱那种。但是呢，前面那个古佛就是呢，主 Vishnu 的化身来的，所以呢，在十化身赞歌里面讲的是他。 啊，宣传非暴力啊。后面那个呢，觉悟者佛陀的话呢，他是有很多理论的东西出来了啊，非人格东西倾向更多一点。
对对对。
所以我们教导里面混杂有两个佛陀的教义在里面，哦，可能更多的是倾向于第二个，觉悟者佛陀里面。
I once asked Prabhupada that why did Jesus say you can only come to the Father through me？
那么曾经我们有次文呢提过哈，圣经里面一句话呢，耶稣基督说哈，你只有通过我才能到天父那里去啊。为什么他这样说
？And Prabhupada said what he meant was through me or any other bona fide representative。
啊，那么帕帕德说了哈，他的意思呢就是说呢，通过我或任何一个呢，真实无为的代表啊，就主的真正代理啊，你可以到达主那里。
For understanding any scripture, one needs the bona fide spiritual master。
所以也是一样的哈，我们要去明白经典的话呢，也需要一个真实无为的灵性导师啊，让你呢真正的去呢哈彻悟经典。
嗯。
那个 Gurudev 是不是说那个 Samarani 弟弟画的 Krishna 和 Radharani 是最像那个？因为很多的画家画的都不一样啊，是不是他画的那个是最像的那个？
He said, the Gurudev said your painting about Radha Krishna is the most like, you know, is the most close, similar to the original Radha Krishna. Because so many artists drawing Radha Krishna, everyone is different. Everyone, you know, everything is different.
Well, what he did say about it, he said, this is my heart.
他只是说呢，这些画呢，是我的心。
And when he first wanted me to draw, to paint it,He said to me, "Can you paint my heart?"
所以他第一次呢叫我去画画的时候呢，他就跟我说了，他说呢，你能不能把我的心画出来
？And that's how he got me started.
这是呢一开始他让我从事再次从事这个服务啊，就画作这个方面。
有的胖，有的瘦。
Say like some
的。有的短。
Some Krishna is fat, some Krishna is slim, some Krishna is tall, some is fat.
We have the foggiest idea.What Krishna really looks like.
实际上我们呢根本呢就不知道 Krishna 是什么样子。
那
Somebody asked Prabhupada, does it rain in the Goloka Vrindavan?
甚至有的奉献者问帕帕德哈，在那 Goloka Vrindavan 有没有下雨啊
？So Prabhupada said, if I told you that it rained, you still wouldn't understand because the rain there has nothing to do with the rain here.
那么帕帕德说了哈，他说呢，我就像我告诉你那边下雨，你也不能够明白，因为那边的雨跟这边是完全不一样。
Of course, on one hand, this is what Krishna looks like in the sense that he's a color of fresh rain cloud. He's blue, but we can't imagine the blue.
That blue is what kind?
That's in the spiritual world. We can't imagine that blue.
所以呢，我们尽管呢，经典人描述了哈 ，Krishna 是雨云的颜色哈，蓝的啊那种的哈，就是说这种颜色它有所描述，但是呢，实际上你还是不能想象出那种蓝是什么样的蓝。啊，那种雨云啊，说雨云般的。只是一个比喻，实际上类似的，但是你还是不能够测度里面。
比较黑还是比较浅，
啊、
都不知道。
It's all out of our realm of sensual understanding.
它不在我们这种感知啊这个范围之内的，它只是一种大概的描述啊，说雨云般的颜色啊，蓝色的像蓝宝石，有时候说哈、啊，那么实际上呢，真正的是什么样子的话呢，啊，不能够实际上表达不出来，或者是你感受不到。
We can't even imagine what we look like.
我们甚至连自己我是什么样子都不知道，我原本的形象什么样子。
We haven't got the foggiest idea what we look like.
因此的话呢，我们连我们自己是什么样子的话呢，都没有一点点概念。
怪不得，真是。
Krishna, it says that Krishna, his dhoti is like lightning.
所以呢，经典描述的哈，这个兜体啊，它的兜体像闪电一样，那种
效果。So we're thinking of the lightning that we know.
我们去想象一下我们知道的雷电哈，这闪电是什么？但是呢，还是不能够呢匹配。也就是呢，我的画里面呢着的这个黄色，依然还不是呢兜体那种黄色。
And his eyes are compared with the lotus flower, but we haven't got the foggiest idea. It's just for vague comparison.
所以呢哈，比如说呢，经典讲呢，他的眼睛像莲花眼一样哈，那么只也是一个比喻啊，那个譬喻啊，那我们究竟是什么样子的呢？实际上还是不知道。
Look at the moon up there. See, it's sitting on the branch of the tree. Can you see it?
啊，比如说呢哈，太阳啊，这个月亮哈，在呢这个树梢上面。
Can you see the moon on the branch of the tree?
啊，在树梢上面的
yeah, I could see
这个月亮哈，能不能看到呢
？But is the moon really on the branch of the tree?
但是呢，你那个月亮是不是真的在树梢上面呢
？The moon is further away than the sun even.
啊，那么甚至呢哈，月亮据说呢比呢太阳还要远。
And it's bigger than the sun.
而且比太阳还要大。
But just to give some indication, when the child asked the mother, "Mother, where's the moon?" and the Mother says, look over there, it's sitting on the tree.
所以呢，只是为了哈，给这个孩子呢哈，就是说呢，哦，他问妈妈哈，太阳这个月亮在哪里？他说在树梢上面。啊，这是个指，所指。
So yes, this is Krishna, but we're really not seeing him.
所以呢哈，哦，这是 Krishna 啊，但是实际上我们还没真正见到他。
Because our eyes are covered by cataracts.
啊，我们的眼睛。
Cataracts of material contamination.
被呢这种哈叫眼翳哈，这种翳翳膜哈所遮盖啊。
我提问你吗？
嗯。
昆纳无相果然，昆纳都不知道他自己的那个宇宙有这宇宙有多大的扩展。
嗯。
请问这个宇宙，人说的昆纳都无法说出这宇宙的扩展有多大。
宇宙的扩展啥意思？
就是说昆纳都不知道这宇他的。
那宇宙的边际。
宇宙的边际。
这里有这是哪个地方提到的？就想不知道这个宇宙的边际。
你说的这个月球，
对，
它比太阳还
要圆，
还要圆。
嗯。
那这个昆达的扩展，它无限的扩展，
嗯，
宇宙的边际是不是没有穷尽呢
？He said Krishna's we always say unlimited expansion, you know, and the universe is unlimited big, you know. Then how big it is actually is have end or not have end.
The material universe is have ends.
物质宇宙是有尺度的。
But still there, you know, billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
哪一个宇宙？你说宇宙？
世界这个宇宙啊。
哦，零星一件那个扩展是吧？无限的是吧
？We were discussing yesterday that the diameter of this one universe, which is a very small universe, is 4.5 billion miles.
He mentioned about the spiritual world, spiritual universe.
Each of the spiritual Vaikuntha planets is unlimited in length and breadth.
Unlimited. 每一个物质，每一个Vaikuntha的星宿啊，每个化身哈所主宰的一个星宿啊，都是无限，无限大，没有边际。
That's why it's inconceivable to us in our
sensory conception of life. 因此的话呢，我们现在的概念的话呢，没法想象的无限是什么概念，已经超越了。
Krishna's form is also unlimited.
而且呢，据说呢 ，Krishna 形象也是无限。
And yet he has unlimited expansions.
而且他有无限的扩展。
And each expansion is unlimited.
每一个扩展呢又是无限。
And at the same time it has form.
哦，这个无限之中呢，它又有形象，那么这因此呢，称为不可思议，不可思议之名。
Inconceivable.
称为呢啊，轻佻啊，这个词就不可思议。
Prabhupada said you cannot understand as long as you think you're a lady or a lad.
佛法的说呢，只要你认为你是个女的哈，一个男的，那么你就不可能想象的这事情，也就是说你还有这个群体概念，更何况那个。我们实际上是瞎子的。
Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that.Until we get the mercy of Guru, we're seeing sights of blindness. Isn't that far out?
Signs of
sight. We're seeing the sights of blindness.
We're
not really seeing anything. We're blind. So whatever we see is in our blindness.
他说，那么呢哈，巴提三的萨斯巴提塔库和帕帕德呢讲到了哈，我们这种状态的话呢，看到的哈只是我们的这种瞎眼的状态啊。就你瞎了，你只能看到瞎眼的这种状态的东西。
And we're hearing sounds of deafness.
Deafness. 我们听到的声音是聋子的声音啊，就聋子能听到什么
？Like the sounds that a deaf person can hear, that's what we're hearing.
那么呢，聋子能听到什么声音呢？我们就听到什么声音。
Therefore, we need the mercy of Guru.
因此呢，这个状态的话呢，你才需要咕噜的仁慈。
嗯。
How can we understand we are?
Huh?
Actually blind and actually deaf.
By the mercy of Guru.
他说，我说怎么知道我自己呢？是瞎的和聋的呢？他说也是急得咕噜的仁慈，你才能意识到你是瞎的。
That's why we have the books, the songs, the mantra, the prasadam, the association, all for understanding.
也就是说呢，我们的曼陀罗，我们的哈这个祈祷文，我们的歌，我们说这东西哈，都是让我们去明白我们是处境哈，我们是瞎的聋的，我们都不知道啊。这些东西会令到我们明白我们现在真实的处境是怎样子的。
And then, even though it's inconceivably far away, still our goal is to become a servant of our Guru Sakhi Manjari.
所以尽管的话，这个目标好像看起来很遥远哈，但是呢，我们的目标依然是成为呢Guru Sakhi Manjari 哈，就是你咕噜的这个 Manjari 的这个形象的这个仆人。你咕噜的仆人，也就是那个形象的咕噜的仆人。
就是我们那个画里的那个咕噜的形象的仆人。
就是曼加里的咕噜，牧牛女的那个咕噜的形象的仆人。 Okay.
Okay, on one hand, Shakshadari Trinas Masta Shastri. On one hand, he's the manifestation of God, and on the other hand, he's the very dear associate of God.
所以呢，这个哈巴圣尼斯里面讲到了哈，那古鲁的话呢哈，既是呢 Krishna 的一个呢哈一个掌事，那么同时呢，他又是他一个机密的仆人。
Who even controls God?
他甚至可以控制神啊。
As Krishna falls at the feet of those manjaris.
因为呢 ，Krishna 的话呢哈，会呢拜倒在这些 manjari 的足下。
And begs them to help him.
哦，为了呢让他们帮助他。
They weigh so high.
这些东西很高了。已经末顶了。
Okay, but without having a goal, there's no way to get there. Therefore, we hear about it sometimes.
所以呢，但是呢，我们有时候呢，也不得不要去听这些命题的，因为呢，你不知道目标在哪里的话，你怎么走呢？你这路都不知道怎么走，所以呢，目标还是不时呢要标出来。
It's like if I go to the airport, and I say, can you please give me a ticket for China?
China.
Yeah.
就像我去到机场里面哈，我呢跟人说哈，能不能给我一张到中国的这个机票
？Can they give me a ticket? Can I ever even get out of the airport?
啊，那么我呢哈，能不能哈得到这个票呢
？I have to be very specific.
要很精准的，你去中国哪里哈？不是我去中国。
Can I have a ticket for Beijing?
啊，比如说呢哈，北京的。
Oh, sure, here.
啊，那么你就这票就给你，这目标要精准的，灵修的目标要很精准。
So、
啊，不是泛泛而谈啊，就是哪个地方啊
？So I know I'm going to Beijing, but I don't know too much else. Now, first, my field of travel is very, very big. The sky. Right?
Is that even we know the specific place, still be difficult for us to go there.
Yeah.
Even we know the goal.
Because first, the first, the area is very big.
因为首先那空间很大哈，比如说我去中国某个地方，那我在天空上飞很多很多地方。
Yeah.So I like Krishna and I like everything else.
比如说呢哈，我们想 Krishna， 我们要喜欢 Krishna， 也喜欢很多其他东西。
Then I'm trying to get closer, so then I land in the airport in Beijing, and then I'm on the big highways.
啊，那么的话，我呢
It's smaller than the air.
啊，那么呢，当我呢哈下降到机场上呢，就在那个跑道上了哈。这跑道呢，这个呢位置范围呢，已经远呢。哦，就是说呢，小于呢我刚才的航道了，航道这个整个天空上飞啊。
And then I get off the highways and go into the big streets.
啊，最后呢哈，从呢哈这个呢，跑道上呢哈，进入了这个啊，就是它的。
And as I'm getting closer, the streets are getting smaller and narrower.
哦，那么进入街道了哈，这个街道呢哈就进去了。
And then finally I go to a narrow street and then I get to the house that I'm going to.
然后呢，街道呢哈，进入了这个屋子里面了。
So as we get closer, the road is narrower.
所以呢，当我们越近越走啊、哦、进去的时候呢，这个路就越窄了。
Does that make sense? I have to give up more and more things and become more and more focused if I want to get closer.
你越来越精准哦，就是说呢，越来越近目标的时候呢，你的啊、哦、这个呢范围越缩小哦，你就要把东西要放下啊、哦，其他东西要放开。
Do you all know the story of Arjuna shooting the bird?
A bird. 那么有一个故事呢哈，大家都知道呢，阿朱纳射这个鸟的眼睛那个故事。有篇文章里面讲，佛教瓦唐里面也提到。
Yeah. Anybody not know it?
谁不知道这个故事的 ？Krishna， 阿朱那射这个鸟的眼睛，鸟的眼睛。
忘记了，不知道。
不知道。
Not know it.
不知道就好了。
Okay, so Arjuna and his brothers, all the Pandavas and the Kauravas, were learning archery from
Drona.
Drona.
所以呢，这里面讲到哈，就是呢，阿朱那和那潘多瓦兄弟哈，都呢向那 Dronacharya 哈，然后学习呢这个弓箭术哈，射击术。
So Dronacharya said you have to shoot the eye of the wooden bird.
啊，他说呢，你射哈这个呢，树上这个木鸟啊，他木做了一个木的鸟啊，这个眼睛。
So Duryodhana said I can do it.
多胆说。
I can do it.
啊，我能做到哈，我能做到。
So he said, okay, do you see the eye?
所以呢，Dronacharya 说哈。
Sure do.
也没看到眼睛哈。
You see the bird? Yep.I see it.
也看到鸟了啊。
You see the branch that the bird is sitting on? Sure, I sure do.
有没有看到这个鸟坐的这个树枝哈？
You can see the tree that the branch is on? Yes.
他说你有没有看到这个树？
You see all of us? Yes. Please sit down.
他说你有没有看到我们所有这些人呢？他说都看到了。
And each person saw less and less.
他说那好，那你就坐下来吧，不要射。
He saw the eye. He didn't even see the bird.
那最后呢哈，一个人上去了哈，是。
Okay, you can shoot.
只有阿朱兰的哈，只是看到那个眼睛啊。他说你放箭啊，你射。这个人才能够真正射中。
Okay, Gaur Premanandi. Kirtan. How many Kirtan?
Kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.